Whenever I set up justgoodstuff.ie, I would have been absolutely lost at sea without Shopify. Starting your own business or product can be completely overwhelming. When I discovered Shopify, it made my life so much easier. With Shopify, it's not just websites like justgoodstuff.ie. They're also the platform behind millions and millions of businesses around the world, from household names to other brands just getting started. Shopify has so many AI tools. They can even enhance your product photography. You can easily create email and social media campaigns wherever your customers are scrolling. It's got world-class expertise in everything from managing inventory to international shipping. It can process returns. It's super, super simple. So basically, turn your big business idea into... with Shopify on your side. Sign up for your €1 per month trial and start selling today at shopify.ie. Go to shopify.ie. That's shopify.ie. It's time to see what you can accomplish with Shopify by your side.
Mark Megan's Roast Mortem. Thanks to the Brehon Hotel and Spa. In line with tradition, in tune with today. See thebrehon.com.
Welcome back to the Roast Mortem. How's it going, guys? How the hell are you? How are your hearts? And of course, how are your lovely brand new beds? In the Hermitage, yeah?
Gorgeous, gorgeous.
Weaving in the ad with the intro.
I like it.
In a seamless, organic, direct-to-consumer way.
Nice.
Wherein the advertisement has more impact with the listener.
Mm.
Because it's done in my convivial, regular tone of voice.
Well done.
Nevertheless... before we get stuck into today's roast, I have to put you on to something, my friends. The Brehon Hotel and Spa, the sponsors of this show, in Killarney, has had a serious glow-up. It's what they're calling the new Brehon. They've kept those traditional family values that we love, but added a massive contemporary twist. We're talking about the new Heritage Bedroom Collection. That's what I did at the beginning, the way I weaved it in organically. Which was stunning for a couple's break or a solo reset. And honestly... you don't even need to leave the hotel. You've got the Anu Spa with the Lemus products. A new golf simulator lounge called Par 72. And a proper new residence bar called Bive. B-A-D-B. It's right on the edge of the National Park and Muckers Road. So it is the ultimate staycation spot. Everything you need is under the one roof. So check them out, guys. The Brehon Hotel and Spa, in line with tradition, in tune with today. I'll actually be staying there tonight for the Kerry show.
Let's go.
We could all probably, all me and the audience could fit in the one room.
Yes.
As in the one bedroom. Because there's only seven people going.
Don't say that.
I'm joking.
It's going to be a lot of fun.
It's going to be amazing. Guys, before we get going today with the pranks, because we have some pranks, I feel like they're either getting much better or much, much worse.
I think better.
Yeah?
I think your character work is coming on a lot.
Yeah, I think I need to put some more character work into beyond just like zoom. If you zoom in closely on the CCTV, you'll see that.
You have a tiny willy.
Do you know what I mean? I think I need to do better. But before we go into the pranks, I want to read out a little DM that I got the other day, right?
Okay.
Obviously, my DMs are a weird and wonderful place, and I receive lots of interesting, bizarre, and just unsolicited madness sometimes. But this one caught my attention the other day. Hi Mark, random message for you. I'm a business studies teacher in Temple Owd College and I'm currently running a module for business where students engage in Shark Tank pitches. I've had four academic groups throughout the year and we're going to choose a winning group per class to go head to head in a final with their pitch. We're looking to bring in a successful Irish entrepreneur to be the judge for their final pitches at the end of April, to judge the four groups and then choose a winner. Would this be something you'd be interested in? I'd love to talk to you about it further. What you're doing is great, and it's great to have somebody like you as a role model for the boys.
Ah.
How far down are the list? Let's be honest. How many bottles of Tipex? Brezzy? No. Get better with Chris? No. Do you know what I mean? Eric Roberts? No. How many lames? Garen, too expensive? Gone. No. Do you know what I mean? One of the Johnnies? No. Like... how far down do they have to go before? Okay, entrepreneur. We've got that guy who does the Entrepreneur Experiment podcast. Nah. Get Megan. Get Megan, who flogs merch with his neighbor's faces on it. I know, it's an honor.
Ah, that's deadly.
I said I'm going to do it.
Okay.
And on one condition.
Right.
You're coming with me.
I love it.
Unbelievable. So I'm actually genuinely really honoured to have been asked, and I'm going to do it. Usually I'm really weird about doing stuff. I'm social anxiety and stuff. I turn down a lot of things because I'm just weird about the world, as many of you will
know.
I'm weird, full stop. That's the end of it. But I'm going to do this because I think it'll be fab, and it'd be a great way to get... I don't want to say get more followers and thus increase my bottom line, but you know, at the end of the day, needs must. I love the idea of doing a Dragon's Den thing.
That's class.
And I also just love, like, they're... I have to obviously be somewhat compassionate and empathetic with my guidance.
Yes. I think you'll be nice.
Yeah.
You'll be constructive.
You'll be there as well. It'll be a lot of fun. But I have an idea. I was thinking, should I then get some of the guys, like, I think, by the way, brilliant to see young men doing this sort of stuff.
Deadly, yeah.
And we'll have a bit of crack with this and give any advice. And I think there's lots of examples in my life that I can tell them to avoid, you know what I mean? And hopefully some other things that might be useful. But I was thinking we could do like a little episode and give the finalists an opportunity to...
To pitch there. I love it.
Sure, at the end, we're working with Shopify at the moment. I think it could be cool to do, like, let's let each of the groups of lads onto the podcast.
Yes.
We get, whatever, 100,000 listeners a month.
Yeah.
Let them put their business ideas out there into the world.
I love it.
Isn't that?
That's deadly.
Working with tomorrow's young men.
Yes.
And celebrating, by the way, young men who are just doing lovely things, like wanting to get into business. And
I think that's class.
Engaging with their school entrepreneurial pursuits.
Brilliant.
So there you go.
Yeah, great.
So I've gone back with my fee.
Ah.
And they said, we don't know if $7,000 is in our budget because we're hoping to erect a bench for the groundskeeper, Samuel, who died tragically last June. However, I could have a word with the principal and we would take one of the legs off the bench from Samuel and we'd, you know, give you an extra money. But it would mean, obviously, that Samuel wouldn't have any bench. We'd just have to scatter his ashes in the pond.
You can get a stool.
So that's grand. Rest in peace, Sammy boy. Anyway, she's like, okay, girl, we don't want you anymore. This is not the publicity we were hoping for. But we asked Mark Meegan, let's be honest, we sort of thought you might be bringing your wife. We thought, let's hope there's no childcare options for the day. And we get to, oh, now you're here, then will you be going back and dancing with the sparrows? Anyway, no. Nevertheless, you're very welcome to the weekly, or Rose Morton, my friends, our favourite time of the week. And thank you to our beloved sponsors, the Brehan Hotel and Spa, for sponsoring the show. Okay, it's time to do some prank calls. Now, I'm going to set myself some targets today.
Okay.
I want to push the boat out. I want to work on my accent game.
Right.
And I also want to work on my character game. Like, I look at the legends of prank calls. Kai Van Novak is the greatest person. Phone Jacker. I grew up watching Phone Jacker. The greatest thing of all time.
Yeah.
Like, literally, one of the inspirations for me to get into comedy was Terry Tibbs and the character work that he used to do. Like, a genius. What I'm saying is, I think I should work and do some more character stuff rather than just ringing up people and asking them if their dicks are small. There has to be more to me. Do you know what I mean? I've worked too hard. You can't do a best-selling book and sell out the Olympia and then go, how small is your dick? And incidentally, by the way, that's the thing that performs the best.
It's terrible, isn't
it? My Instagram has grown like, 10,000 followers in the last week from literally saying to somebody, like, which seat did your wife sit in? What is wrong with the world?
That's the game.
That's the game.
That is the game.
That is the game. I'll be doing Irish mammy gags in a fortnight.
Don't.
If I want to hit the big time.
No.
Nevertheless, okay. Let's get into it. Let's do some accent stuff and wish me luck.
Hello?
Are you ringing about the car there?
Which one?
The one you have on for sale on Done Deal.
I've a fee on Done Deal.
Why are you selling so many cars at once?
Because I'm a dealer.
A dealer? Just cars?
Yeah, well, fuck, I sort you out. Yeah, I'll see you on two.
No, I'm just looking for one for my daughter. There's one. You got one there. She's a fine looking York, like my daughter. It's the Ford Focus wee devil there.
Yeah, I have a couple of Focuses, two Focuses here.
Yeah, it's the one there with the blue tits and the stripes in the back. She's
the fast one.
How fast is she going?
Which one are you talking about?
The MK2.
The Mark 2
there.
The one with the stickers all over it.
The one, with the sticker.
Yeah, one was thicker as a 800 brake horsepower one.
That one indeed. How much, sir?
$35,000.
Hold on you one wee minute here. Jimmy, shut the fucking front door, boy. You're letting in the fucking cold. It's the one with the two doors.
That one.
Do you have the license in place for it? Because I'd be bringing it. 1 second, I'm so sorry. But Jimmy! Hear you, me? If you don't close that fucking door. fuck. Oh, my throat. Damn, he was so good. I brained and he was so good.
No, that was amazing.
What else is he doing?
I'll sort out.
I'll sort you.
Change characters.
I set myself a task. Can I do 73 accents at once?
Was there a touch of Jamaican?
I think it's time we have a very serious conversation about the state of snacking in this country. It's embarrassing. However, Cadbury have finally decided to cater to those of us with actual taste buds. For those of us brave enough to ask, no, do you know what? To demand more from their treats. They've launched the new Cadbury Dairy Milk Biscoff Bar. It's the collab of the century. The smooth expertise of Cadbury meets the main character energy of Biscoff. It's got that crunch, that caramelised vibe, and honestly, it's Ireland's new icon. It's love at first bite. And unlike your last three situationships, this one is actually here to stay. Grab one, try it, and stop settling for mid-tier snacks. This next prank is me pretending to be an Italian influencer who's just moved to the UK and he has high hopes of making it to the top, so he decides to ring talent agencies in London and around the UK.
Please hold the line.
Good morning, Make Agency. Cash speaking, how can I help?
Good morning. My name is Giovanni. I'm calling about the influenza.
You're calling about what, sorry?
The influenza. This is the influenza agency, see?
And how can we help you?
I just moved to London, England, and my girlfriend, she's from Leeds. She said to give you a call because I'm a bigger influencer in Italy. She said you look after the influencers here.
So you're an influencer yourself?
A big influencer, see?
Okay. Bear with me. Okay, the team you need are just engaged right now on call, so can I take your name and number so I'll get someone to give you a call back?
My name is Giovanni.
How do you spell that, please?
Giovanni, Juniper Berry. Giovanni.
Is that G-I-O-V-A-N-N-I?
G-I-O-V-A-N-N-I.
Yep.
I.
Yep, so golf, India, Oscar.
I don't play golf, I influenza. I never go to India, Italy.
No, that's fine. I'm just spelling your name. So it's G for golf, I for India, O for Oscar, V for Victor,
so
A for Alpha, double N for November, I for India. Giovanni.
Giovanni, Italy. See, see, see.
What is your surname, please?
Juniper Berry.
How do you spell that?
Juniper.
How do you spell it, please?
Uno mi moto. Scusi. A calotto! A gata calole! You might get to let the wind come in. Juniper, J U.
Yep.
N for Napoli.
Yep.
I for Italy.
Yep.
P for Pisa.
Yep.
E for Italy.
Yep. Oh, I for Italy.
I for Italy. C.
Yep. C for Charlie.
C for Cinquenta. B for Berry.
Yep.
E for Italy. O for Rigatoni. And Y for. Why?
Yankee, thank you. So, Juliet's uniform, N for November, I for Italy, P for Papa, I for Italy, C for Charlie, B for Bravo, I for India, R for Romeo, Y for Yankee.
Go. No, not the Yankee, Italy.
I for Italy.
I'm from Italy, not the American Yankee. What's crazy?
Sorry, I for India at the end, thank you.
Si.
And what is your telephone number, please?
I don't have the telephone. I speak only on the TikTok.
Right, we need a telephone number for us to call you back.
I don't want you to call me back. I want me to call you.
You want to call us?
Yes. Why are your keyboard so loud? Why are you typing with your rocks? You put in stones on your fingers? You attach the bricks to your finger? I'm sorry. I'm so sorry.
Don't apologize for one moment. I find that very funny.
I'm so sorry. I'll send you an email. We're from...
Okay, instead of your phone number, what's your email, please?
Evely, delete that just...
Evely.
I was fine up until that point.
Fuck. Oh. E for Italy.
Oh, E for Italy, yes.
Oh, yes, of course. Yes, E for Italy. Course. India? No, I'm not from India. I'm from Italy. Also, why would this guy be so xenophobic? Why would this Italian guy be so, like, allergic to... He's... It's just absurd. Just gets more irate as the thing goes by. The guy clonking on the keyboard.
Yeah, what's that about?
He must get some noon calls. The fact that that wasn't an instant hang-up line.
Yeah, the fact that even until the end, he was kind of into it.
Oh, well gosh.
Well done. I love the character work.
I do like Giovanni.
Yeah.
Giovanni Influenza. He moved to London, England to become a star. Doesn't have a phone number.
No,
not willing.
I call you.
Giovanni just thinks his own way. Also, he is N for Napoli, P for pizza, everything is Italian.
Belly.
That's not a million miles away from Italians, actually.
No, it's
not. Bloody love Italy.
They
Italy. Okay, let's go.
Well done.
Good morning, Vermont Hotel Newcastle. Nikki speaking. How can I help?
Hello. I'm ringing about the booking the room,
Yes,
I'm looking. My friend, she from London. She told me to give you a call because basically I come into UK for first time with my girlfriend. I'm big influenza in Italy. She said to give you a call because maybe you could do a deal for me.
I can tell you what the room rates are.
Let me rephrase that. My name is Giovanni Junipa Berry, okay? Usually when I go to stay in the place, I take a few pictures. My wife will bring the bikini in the bedroom, post it on the Instagram, and then ciao, bella pressa, cannoli, free hotel room.
No, I'm afraid we wouldn't be offering a free hotel room.
What do you offer then?
When are you looking to book?
Tomorrow. Or next Tuesday. I do either tomorrow. I be in Newcastle next Tuesday and also tomorrow for 4 days. So I can make it work depending on what night you have the suite available.
Okay, so from tomorrow for 4 nights, we've got a river suite, which would be... For 4 nights, it would be £915.
Oh. But I can maybe post on my Instagram story, no?
Unfortunately, we don't do that now.
And the TikTok?
We don't do that. We have our rates, which if you would like to book direct, these are the rates.
Okay, and you can Google Giovanni Junipa Berry and then you see the mistake you're making.
Okay, thank you.
So that'll be 900 for the night, is this?
Yes.
Yeah, okay, fair enough. I'll just get my card, will I?
Hello.
I'm sorry.
It's a shame at the end.
By the way, Juniper. There isn't an Italian man this side of Florence with the surname Juniper Berry. A Giovanni Juniper Berry.
That's your best accent. That was unbelievable.
No, it wasn't.
It was.
Oh,
fair play to her.
Fair play to she.
Composed.
I love that.
Yeah.
She was polite.
Very respectful.
That is like proper. Love it.
Yeah,
absolutely,
yeah.
Love it.
Fair play.
Castle. Legends.
Spook.
Okay. Okay, this one's from one of our listeners. She wanted us to ring her husband who owns a farm and to say that we're the Department of Agriculture.
Hello.
Who's this, Ivan?
Yeah.
Ivan Ronan O'Toole here from the Department of Agriculture. Do you have a moment?
Yeah.
Just calling with regards to the recent request for a safety assessment on the farm.
I didn't request that at all, no, fairness, at the moment.
We issued you a letter on January the 15th, and then a second... Okay. And then a second one on February the 19th regarding you to complete a safety assessment on the farm, just because we had reports that some of the animals weren't very happy.
Lovely.
Because their willies were... I'm sorry, Ivan. Your wife told me to do this. Ivan, I'm sorry. This is your wife's fault. Blame Denise. I'm very sorry. Do you even have animals on the farm?
Only a few donkeys.
Oh, fucking hell. As soon as I said it, I knew that I fucked it. Oh, I'm sorry. Listen, Denise is to blame for this. I promise you.
No, all good. Lovely.
Cheers.
Good stuff.
Take care, mate. Stuff. All the best. Bye-bye.
He's a fan of the
legend,
show.
Legend, we fucking love it. Oh, legend. Legend. Two fucking donkeys.
We're the only two donkeys here.
Yes.
Let that be clear in the comment section.
Well said.
The only two donkeys in this room, you're looking at them.
Here, here.
So, Michael more than me, but this girl's in a running club.
Okay.
From Tallaght called the Positive Pacers. So we need to ring her to say that she's been dropped because she's too slow. It's so unfair. But she was like, it's Tallaght based running club, so you need that accent to get to her. I can't do a good Tallaght.
Just go neutral.
Who are you getting on, yeah?
Yeah.
Here we are.
Yeah.
Yeah. Hello?
Hi there, could I speak to Aisling, please?
Yes, Aisling.
Aisling, Tony O'Toole here from the Positive Pacers.
Hiya.
So I'm sorry, I can't do it. I'm sorry, Aisling, it's Mark Meekin. I'm sorry, I was supposed to prank you. Your sister wanted me to ring you to say you've been sacked from your running club for being too slow.
Oh my god.
Oh fuck.
You know what? It could happen.
No, keep going, you're doing great. I'm really sorry for wasting your time.
Go on.
Cheers, good luck. Bye.
Bye.
Okay, I think we're going to have to leave it there.
I think so.
That's like 3 to 5, I feel like, is a good stint.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
See, what people don't realise, by the way, is when you're doing prank calls, we've been in the studio for 3 hours.
Mm.
And 90% of people don't answer their phones. And then of that 90%, 10% hang up in the first 4 seconds.
Yes.
And then of that, you know what I mean? So
once they hear a squeaky accent, it's gone. Like 50% of the time.
Most of the cars go,
how's the car done?
Gone.
Gone.
Instant hang up.
Phone down.
How fast is your car?
Tell me car. Please tell me car. And I have to stop mentioning people's wives. Because we did have to remove one of the pranks from the last week's episode because somebody wasn't happy.
Yeah.
And they sent a very officious, let's be honest, ChatGPT.
Yes.
Completely ChatGPT letter into the powers that be saying, yes, remove it. So that's gone. So yeah, all of our prank victims, as they say, will receive a lovely goodie bag from now on. Fair so fun. If you're out there and you want us to prank your friend or loved one or whatever, let us know. Get in touch. Please do me a favour, right? The amount of people messaging yesterday going,
you have to prank me, Dad. He just put in a garden pond into the garden and he got these three lovely fish. But will you tell him that two of the fish are actually sharks or something,
right? No, don't mention sharks. But anyway, like, they'll send this amazing idea for a prank, right, and then they won't include his name or his phone number.
Oh, Jesus Christ.
And the DMs are a bit mental, so I need you to send all of the info in one message.
Yep.
Otherwise, it can just get buried because you get a lot of mad emails in between, you know, the opportunities to be an entrepreneur. Why are you laughing?
I'm just being jovial.
Good.
You are an entrepreneur.
Thank you. What was my first entrepreneurial pursuit?
Ooh.
Brooklyn Zoo.
Brooklyn Zoo.
Age 21.
Ah.
Sold it.
Did you sell it?
In the end, I did.
Oh, wow. I didn't know you sold it.
Yeah, I regret it. I sell it because I just needed cash quickly to go partying.
Yeah.
And I made no money on it. I could have just actually kept the business and done 2 good nights, and that would have been, anyway,
yeah,
disaster, but that's the game.
Well, yeah.
Desperation needs must and all that.
Mm-hmm.
Nevertheless.
I'd say you're a serial entrepreneur now. A lot of ventures.
I think serial loon.
Yeah, well,
I'm only getting to the stage where I'd like to actually start doing stuff.
You've monetized lunacy, which is
That's a good point.
There you go.
There you go. Monetize misery and monetize lunacy. Ah. Anyway, guys, thank you so much for listening to the Weekly Roast and the Roast Mortem. It is our favourite time of the week chatting to you. Thank you to our beloved sponsors, the Brehon Hotel. Before I go, a final word from our lovely sponsors at the Brehon Hotel in Spa, Killarney. If you're heading down, you don't need to leave the hotel, which is my favourite thing, because they have everything under the one roof now. You've got the Anu Spa using Alima's products if you need to be pampered. And for the golfers, they've got a simulator lounge called Par 72, which is elite. My personal pick, though, the new residence bar, Bive. B-A-D-B, that is. Or a bit of afternoon tea in the mezzanine. Guys, it's got the perfect mix of a classic Killarney welcome with a seriously sharp modern feel. Check out the new look Brehon for your next trip away. The Brehon Hotel and Spa. In line with tradition, in tune with today. See you next week, my friends.
Mark Megan's Roast Mortem. Thanks to the Brehon Hotel and Spa. In line with tradition, in tune with today. See thebrehon.com.